Let us read the scripture of Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, as a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. Let me come up here. We're having a prayer for you as you share with us this morning. Let's pray. God, we thank you that we can celebrate the global church and seeing you at work around the world. I thank you for Santa Marta, God of Peace Church in Bogota, Colombia. We pray for them this morning. We especially pray for their children in the neighborhoods and communities as they are learning the way of your peace, nonviolence, and working through conflict in restorative ways. We also lift up to them, to you this morning, their wisdom as they are considering a pastoral transition, and for you to be at work in their church through this time of transition. And God, I thank you so much that Madeline can share with us this morning too. Thank you for Easter Mennonite Missions and this opportunity through the Mennonite Children's Choir to go to Indonesia and through song and choir to share the love of Christ. So we pray for Madeline as she shares. Would you speak through her this morning and through this song as we follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings, Madeline.
Good morning. So she'll be saying Selamat pagi, since we're talking about Indonesia today. I wanted to give a little bit of context in case some of you are new here or don't know what I'm speaking about. So about 7 months ago, I traveled to Indonesia with the Mennonite Children's Choir, and it was a trip through Eastern Mennonite Missions. And we were there for a little under 3 weeks, about 18 days, and it was an amazing experience. But I wanted to say a big thank you to all of you, because you guys are my church family and played a big role in getting me there. Definitely would not be the person I am today without having experienced that trip. So really, thank you from my heart. So, I have a slideshow. Okay, Todd's getting that up. So the slideshow that I have has pictures on it, and there's a little bit of a little description under each picture, and I kind of grouped them by days. Some days were grouped together, there were other days that were just the single days. It really depended on what we did that day. Some slides I'll talk about, but others I'll just kind of click through and really focused on a couple of things that meant a lot to me that I remembered and were true for me. So we'll get started here. Right? So the title I picked was Transformation Through Culture and Music. So you guys obviously all know the music part of that. Mennonite Children's Choir, and that was our mission to go there. Our mission to go there was to spread the word of God through music, through our singing. We sang just about everywhere we went, from the the airport in Indonesia to on the streets in schools, and it was so cool to see everyone. You just whip out your phones and soon you know the next minute we're on YouTube. So that was funny looking back, and when you got home and watching all the videos, you could see everyone. You had no idea you were on there. But the culture part of it, you know, culture means so many different things. There's so many different meanings to culture, which is a whole other message in itself. But for this specific trip, we focused on how people lived their lives. So whether it was how they talked, how they ate, what religion they practiced. So that's kind of how Psalm 84 came into play with this message today. So we got on a bus. So that bus right in the top corner there, that was our coach bus in Indonesia. And as we boarded that bus, we had our first devotional. And I don't know if any of you guys know Ben Martin. He's in his 20s and he's a pastor in the city of Lancaster. He's an amazing guy. And he led this devotional and it talked about Psalm 84. So we traveled for about 2 days. So these were our two travel days. And it's about 26 hours of flying, which was great. I was very, very lucky to. I was sleep deprived before I went because I slept on every single plane ride. So I felt great getting there. Not too much jet lag. But we arrived in Jakarta, and then our bus ride was to Semarang, which was about an hour to 2 hours. So this devotional was the perfect time and place to have it. We were driving through and we saw the huts that people lived in on the dirt roads. We saw homeless people on the sidewalk. We saw trash everywhere. But the one thing that stood out were the smiles on their faces. And that's where Ben kind of tied everything into Psalm 84. So there are a couple of verses in Psalm 84 that really stuck out as we had this devotional, and that I've always remembered ever since that bus ride. Verse 1 says, "How lovely is your dwelling place." And that is just sets the tone for the whole trip. You know, we were in the most beautiful part of the city, and people still found a way to be happy. Verse 3 says, "Even a sparrow found a home." When you think of birds, and you don't think of a sparrow being the most beautiful bird. It's not. It's not something you would think about. You know, you have parrots that are beautiful colors, and blue jays, and red robins that you see it, and you think, oh wow, that's a really neat bird. But even the sparrow found a place for himself to live. Verse 10 talks about, "Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." A doorkeeper, I mean, opening and closing doors every day, it's not the most exciting thing in the world. I mean, obviously, you're not going to get paid a whole lot to be doing that. But what makes it important is that it was in God's kingdom. Just because you were in the presence of God and in the presence of the person who created you and created life, and his kingdom was the thing that was in your life, and knowing that his kingdom gave you peace and joy and happiness and offered forgiveness for you. And that is who gives you that. God who plants that in your life, who made us to live his life the way that he wrote this in the Bible. This slide was a really, really fun day. It showed we had a gamelan lesson with a college professor, and that's that professor. He was probably about this tall. He was very, very short. He was sitting down in that picture, but he was very, very funny and very loud. Very loud. This is when we were in Jakarta. And this was kind of the first time you were with host families. And so it was really neat, you know, going into it. It was a little nerve-wracking because you didn't know what to expect. You didn't know what kind of setting you were going to be in. And it was a lot different than what I expected. I was in a very nice house. And, you know, after talking about it, it was very, very eye-opening to know that they made sure that we had the best place to be. And they put us before before other things, and you know, making sure that we had our food, making sure we had beds, and had a nice welcoming experience. So Pati was a very low income city. It was one of the poorest cities we visited. It's a fisherman's village, so it was right by the water. However, these people were amazing to be around. They were the people that when we saw on the streets and we saw those smiles, these were those people. These people came from very little and they gave us everything. They welcomed us with a big, big greeting. And we all got hats. So these say the GITJ Vanutolo, and that's the name of the church. And we all had to put on these hats, even though it was felt like it was 150 degrees outside. And so we got these hats. They made badges for us. They had a whole banner welcoming us, and it was so neat to see that they came from almost nothing. They came from living day by day and meal by meal. Sometimes they would only have one meal a day, and that was how they lived. And that was amazing to see and inspiring to see that they were just so happy that we were there. So to give a little bit more context of the city, I heard a story. I did not stay with these specific people, but I heard a story from one of the members in the group, and her host had to go around to their neighbors to get food to feed the people living in their house. And he told the story of, you know, that next morning he had to go out to the ocean that was there and had to go fishing. And he came back and he had nothing. He didn't catch anything. And his family lives off of what he catches. And he was very, very worried that they were going to starve. And they were going to starve for many days. And I guess what was happening was they've been fishing there for so many years, and, you know, that population of fish and crabs there, that it's starting to deteriorate. And so that was a big, big setback for them. And but the one thing he said was, he has to put his trust in God, and the trust in God, that knowing that he will be with them and that he will make sure that they're fed and that they can live their life properly and make sure that they're healthy and stay alive, and that knowing that he will provide for them. So next was, we got to see the sunrise in Pati, and we had a worship time at, I think it was probably about 4 a.m. And later that day, we traveled to Kudus, which is another city. It's one of my favorite cities because we got to be with the youth. And they were all the same age as us. And we were only really talking to people about God that were adults. And it was really cool to see that it passed on all through all generations. It was evident that list of putting your trust in God and making sure he is your savior was through everyone, and even down to these like little girls, and they were singing Jesus Loves Me in Indonesian, and it was really cool to be talking with them. I have a small little picture up there, and we were traveling to Solo, which was an interesting car ride. So most of the group stayed in a Buddhist monastery. And there were, I think there were about 8 or 10 people who got the opportunity to go to a host home. And I was one of those lucky people. It just so happened that my host home, I was living with a blind woman. And it was a very different setup in the house. The house was very open, and she had her son there. And it was very, very neat to see how she lived. And it's cool to say, with a blind woman, too. I mean, that's pretty awesome. But the car ride, we were in this van, and it was a little bit, wasn't that nice of a van. And there were about 8 of us squished in there, and you can see the one hanging out the window, and that's how he sat through the whole ride to our host homes. Well, let's just say that when the guy was turning the wheel, the car was not turning. it took probably about 10 full turns for the car to actually turn off the road. So that was a little scary, but it was that we were definitely putting our trust in God in that time. So going on to July 9th, this was a one-of-a-kind day, something that most people will rarely ever get to experience. So we were a Christian choir, and we went to bed and woke up in a Buddhist monastery. We went to a Mennonite church, and we got to talk with a guy named Pak Paulos. He has a book, and he has been working with the Muslim people to make relations and peace through everyone. Later that day, we were invited to meet a prince at Indonesia and have a meal with him. So we got to go inside his palace, and we filmed a music video in the middle of a rice field, which was a little bit frightening, considering right before then we heard a story of a woman who was in a rice field working and was tragically killed by being swallowed whole by a snake. So it was a little scary walking into that rice field, and there were paths about this big, so you had to put, make sure one foot was inside of the other, else you would fall in and fall into mud. And that night, we ate dinner at a mosque. So if for those of you who don't know, a mosque, to be inside a mosque, it's a very sacred place for the Muslim people, and that was all made possible by Pak Paulos, who had those years and years of making relations with this mosque leader. And it was really neat to see. They fed us food, which was amazing. And we were there during a call to prayer. So they have 5 different times during the day a call to prayer that they go into their mosque and they pray. And so we heard the music that they played to have that call to prayer. And that was really cool to see. You see them all praying. And we had to be very, very quiet, but that was definitely a one-of-a-kind experience for us. So this middle picture is me and actually our chaperone, Ben Martin. And there were about 6 of us who were lucky enough to be able to plant a tree in Indonesia. So this is the day where we were at a military camp. And the tree resembled peace between the people and the military. And it was a sign of protection. So knowing that the people of Indonesia had protection, not only from the military, but from all other countries. So we were Americans, and we got to plant these trees. And people from all over the world that have come to there have also planted trees. So there was a line of trees. And it was very, very beautiful. You could see some trees that have been there for years, and so it was neat to see that. We were traveling to Surabaya then, and I got to try durian, so that's the stinky fruit. And you can either like it or hate it, and it will taste like dirty socks. I was pressured into trying it. So I tried it, and surprisingly, I was one of those lucky people who really didn't taste that bad too. But we actually stopped on the side of the road, so at this little shop, but we were stuck in traffic on the way up to Mount Bromo. And that next day, this was one of my favorite days, was being at Mount Bromo. So we have a bunch of pictures there, my friends and I, and we were there. We had to wake up at about 2:30 in the morning, and we left about 3 a.m. in these Jeeps. And they're not the kind of Jeeps that you see on the road here. They are very, very tiny, and they put about 6 of us in there. And we were literally driving on the side of the road, and in that time, all of a sudden, our driver just pushed on the gas. And that was very, very funny, because a lot of us were flying everywhere in the back of the Jeep, but someone compared it to Mario Kart, like the DS game on like the Wii. It was Mario Kart, pretty much. You could just look out the window and just see cars like going on either side of you, and all these Jeeps, and they were all different colors. And we were going up this mountain, and there were many, many bumps. You just kept on bumping up and down. It was a nice wake up call for 3 a.m. in the morning. But we got there, and that top right corner, we're all holding a banner. That banner went everywhere with us. We got it from the day we got into Indonesia to the day we left, and we took a picture of a road bike with that banner. We all had a joke about it, but we actually got to climb the volcano, and that bottom picture on the right showed that. That's the volcano. It's very, very hard to see. It looks pretty close up, but there's a dark line right under that mountain, and those were our Jeeps. That very, very dark line. You can see the little people. Yeah, those are all the people that were going off the mountain. Of the volcano. But what was crazy was I have a picture there of I'm in a mask because it was so dusty and windy that day that when you were hiking, the dirt and dust would just get in your mouth, and when you would like bite down, you could feel the little like grains of like dust in your teeth. So that was something we had to do to protect us. But we eventually were on our way to the airport, traveling home, and that's me and my hat. We had a challenge that we had to wear the hat the whole way home in every airport, so people knew who we were. But that picture on the right was a picture on the way to the airport, and it was out of the bus window that I took that picture, and it was very evident that God's light was shining through those clouds, and we knew that He was watching over us this whole trip, and that He was along with us for our travels home. And it was definitely a nice way to end the trip, and knowing that we had His security with us and that He was looking after us. So, ultimately, this trip was obviously amazing. I had so many amazing experiences, but I think the one biggest takeaway, other than the experience, was Psalm 84. That was a verse that we had at the very beginning of the trip to the very end of the trip, and I have proof. I never wrote this verse down throughout the whole trip, and it just always came back into my head, and I have this note card from the trip. And it was at the end, right before we were leaving, and the date is July 13th, 2018. And on the back, it said, write down your top verses. And I had on here Philippians 1:6, but I also had on here Psalm 84. And that was at the very end of us on our way to leave for the airport. So I found that, and I was so happy I did. And definitely be keeping that for a long time. But throughout my whole life, I would always hear, oh, like, what's your favorite verse? Like, what verse stands out to you in the Bible? And I'd be like, just going through the Bible, and I'd pretty much just pick a verse that would make sense in that time and moment, make sense in whatever fit the best meaning that we were talking about that day. And I can definitely say now I have my verse. Psalm 84 is my verse that I don't have to be looking through the Bible and picking out a verse that looks good or anything like that. And so definitely something that I'll treasure forever. I just want to end it with a word of prayer, but I hope you all enjoyed hearing about the trip. It was just a little snippet, but I'll be sending out a video and an email of a whole bunch of pictures. It's about a 20 to 30 minute video that goes through every day that you'll be able to watch that some of the members from the choir put together. But, all right, let's pray. God, we thank you for being who you are. You have an amazing kingdom that allows us to experience your ways of life and teachings through adventure and curiosity. Thank you for putting all these people in front of me in my life, and thank you for putting this trip into my life. I don't know who I would be without this trip and my church family. This opportunity you gave me was truly amazing and inspiring, and something that I will definitely look back on and treasure forever. And God, I just hope that you bless all these people in the room that to have some kind of experience like this and find their ways and be able to see into your kingdom. Amen.